Hi, and welcome to this Are You My Partner audio podcast. It's currently the 22nd of March, 2011. And I thought I would do another audio podcast, a bit like a Star Trek captain's log, to answer a couple of FAQs, frequently asked questions that have come through. And the two questions are, do you consider yourself a matchmaker? And the second question is your goal to help people marry? Right, so I'll start with the first question. Do you consider yourself a matchmaker? And another question that I've been asked that's similar is, are you a good matchmaker? To be honest, no. I'm no matchmaker if the traditional definition is making arrangements and setting people up in the hopes they become a couple. I'll never pretend to have that skill. But what I may call myself or label myself in the context of that question, I think I'm a storyteller, I'm a facilitator, and I'm a technology enthusiast. My aim is to match real-life experiences that help people get to know each other and reveal their characters with exciting technology that can make it happen. That is something I have experience in, as you may well know. And I suppose my aim is a wider one, too. I believe dating should be an adventure in networking, experiences, getting to know yourself as well as others. And I know this is going to sound really cliche, but I have to say it anyways. My focus is on the journey, not the destination. So I'm definitely not one who's going to try and pair people off, but I will try and create something that brings them together through technology, and it's up to them to make their own matches. So hope that's clear. If not, actually, I'm going to pass to the second question, because I have another point to make. Is your goal to help people marry? I notice there's a lot of matrimonial sites out there. They're dating sites that the sole aim is to get married. I'm not one of them. It may sound really strange and really funny coming from the guy who started a blog called Are You My Wife? But marriage isn't for everyone. Up until I got married, even I was skeptical. But for Cece and I, marriage works because we put our own twist on it. And I really believe that to each their own. Each person has to follow their own path. And I'm no proponent for or against the institution of marriage. And I'm well aware from reading articles recently that statistics indicate a lot of people are following paths other than marriage in their relationships, or if I can use the word, commitment objectives. So you will not find me arguing for or against marriage on Are You My Partner, but my goal with Are You My Partner is to create an exciting journey and explore technology and how it can relate to dating, and more importantly, be a tailored experience that can benefit people on a larger scale. I know this sounds very vague, both in the previous question about matchmaking and this question about marriage, but at the time I'm recording this, there's still a few things that are kind of up in the air and that are coming into play that will help me formulate a really clear vision and perhaps, and I hope, scale Are You My Partner up to become something bigger. But that's all going to have to come in good time, so stay tuned for that. Meantime, always happy to answer frequently asked questions when they come in, so don't be shy. Hop on aymp.com or areyoumypartner.com. Contact me, chuck me an email, use Facebook, whatever's the easiest route. Ask me questions, and I will answer them. Until next time, thanks.